Hello, everybody, and welcome to your practice. A little bit different today. This one will be short and sweet. A short and sweet Shavasana, I'm going to call it. So for those of you who don't know, Shavasana, or corpse pose, is how we lay down when we practice yoga, when we practice yoga nidra. So on our backs, legs are apart, arms down and out to the sides, shoulders rolled down, chin tucked, scooped pelvis, a prop under the knees, the back of the head, blankets, pillows, eye masks, all of the goods, yes? So, a short and sweet Shavasana practice for you today. Make your way down, slowly but surely. And while you do, a little info, a little wisdom for you. The sage named Patanjali, in his second Yoga Sutra, tells us that yoga itself is the settling of the chaotic mind into stillness. Modern yogis still use the term, we've all heard it, right? Monkey mind, to describe what typically can go on between our ears. The yoga tradition further teaches that your state of mind is always reflected in your body. So, could be said that any tension stored in your body is generated first in the mind. But the opposite is also true. During yoga or mindful movement, breathing exercises, meditation, we alleviate this disharmony that can exist in the body and calm the mind. And we're going to do this now, today. Yes, please. So if you haven't already, just taking your time to lay your body down in your nidra nest in this traditional way or shape of Shavasana. Be sure to grab all your props, your cozies, anything that you will need today in this moment to be warm, comfortable, and fully supported. So laying down, slight bend in the knees with a support underneath, a bolster or a pillow, and a pillow under the head, maybe an eye mask, a blanket to go on top of you. Eyes closed, belly soft, heels root and the toes flop out to the sides. Palms face up, fingers curled. Open heart, broad collarbones. Unclench the jaw, release, smooth out the skin of the forehead. Even feel the ears releasing down as the canals open up. A full surrendering and softening now. Feeling warm, comfortable, symmetrical, balanced, and fully supported. Making any final adjustments to your body, to your shape, to your props right now. Let any little wiggles or squiggles be mindful and slow. And just as you would close the door to quiet any noises outside, if you haven't already, let your eyes close and feel that as a calming signal to turn your awareness inward. Give yourself permission to let go and open to fully receive the medicine, the nourishment of this practice today. And you can say to yourself mentally, I am now practicing Shavasana. Take a big belly breath in through the nose. And as you release it through the mouth, allow a sigh to resonate, vibrate through your whole body. Again, breathe in through the nose. Fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest. And with each exhale, the tension in your body unravels a little more. The weight of your body settles a little more. A few more, just like that. And as you do, allow the weight of your feet and legs to fall back. Your pelvis falling back. And all of the organs in your belly settling back into their natural places. And let's take one more deep belly breath in together. Holding at the top. Only one hold. Through the mouth, sigh it out, and settle back. Breathing naturally now. Sense the whole of your rib cage falling back. Your shoulders, your arms, and your hands falling back. And soften the muscles in your neck to release the full weight of your head, your skull, and your whole body now falling back. Falling, sinking back into the earth's warm embrace. And can you trust this feeling, knowing that you are fully supported? Notice how this feels. Feel how it is to be in your body right now. Expanding your awareness to the universe inside. Now, let your entire focus shift to the natural breath, body being breathed, the eternal breath. Embrace it, open to fully receive it. And sense how that life-giving energy is sent to every cell of your body. And observe your body as it breathes, and your belly gently rising and falling. And sense the texture of the air in your nostrils, in your sinuses, your throat, and your chest. And listen to the sound as the waves of breath wash away any remaining pockets of tension. A slow, steady erosion of tension with the breath. Notice how your body creates one sound as the breath enters the body, and another as it leaves. And for the next few moments, allow the natural cadence and sound of your breath to be the focal point of your awareness. Just let the breath flow naturally, finding its own rhythm. And mentally say the mantra "so" as you breathe in, and hum as you breathe out. So, hum. This mantra will help you stay with your breath awareness. So, hum, meaning I am that. Let this reflect your natural breath sounds and the creative force of the universe contained in every cell of your body. So, as you breathe in, and hum as you let it go, allow those natural pauses between the breath. And for the next few moments, keep this going, mentally repeating the mantra to yourself as you breathe. So, as you inhale and exhale, hum. And when the mind drifts into thought, that's okay. Just come back to your breath and the mantra. Anchor and stay with to the breath and the mantra. So, hum. Now, release the mantra. Feel it dissolve. and expand your awareness to notice once again how it is to be in your body, sensing your whole body and how it is to be here. Become aware of sensations in your feet and your toes, your legs, your hips, your sacrum and pelvis, your belly. Notice your chest, your shoulders, both arms, hands, and fingers, the neck and throat. And finally, the whole of your head and your face. And in your mind's eye, simply picture and imagine the possibility, the potential of movement. When and if it feels right, you could start some small movement, maybe wiggling the fingers and the toes, rotating wrists and ankles, rocking the chin from side to side. Keep your eyes closed and add in whatever movements your body needs for this transition. If it feels right, maybe point the toes, slide the legs back together to touch, reach your arms past your ears over your head and stretch the whole length of your body. Big inhale from pointed toes to your reaching fingers, and exhale, let it go. Maybe you hug your knees, bring them into your belly, your chest. Grab the shins or the backs of the thighs and rock gently from one side to the other, loosening any stiffness in your low back. This position, hugging knees into your chest, is like the counter pose to Shavasana. So allow it to release your low back, tend to the kidneys, the adrenals, the spine, yeah. And maybe as you finish up, you can roll over onto your side. Maybe you stay on your back, come to your belly or up to find a comfortable seat. Eyes closed. Whatever makes sense for you, listen to your body. I'm pausing here a few moments to feel the power of your aliveness in every cell of your body. Simply breathe and simply be. Carry this same level of presence, of awareness with you into the rest of your day, your night. Pair it with a deep gratitude, a warmth that radiates from the inside out. with my hands at my heart center. I bow to you all. This practice of Shavasana, this practice of online Nidra, is now complete. Namaste, my friends.